And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Again, we hope your day is going well. Currently outside, 34 degrees, kind of cloudy. Don't forget that we do have the snow coming in a little bit later on tonight. And joining us here from Wilson Medical Center this morning, we have Janice Reese, and also we have the Director of Human Resources. We have Laura Dean with us today. And how are you doing today, ladies?
Doing good, Kyle. How about you?
Doing pretty good today. And first of all, before we get started, obviously we have Laura in today from Human Resources. And we want to have her introduce herself just a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself this morning.
Hi, everybody. I'm Laura. And I'm glad to be here with everybody today. I am the Human Resources Director with Wilson Medical Center, as Kyle had said, and I've been in Human Resources for a little over 20 years now, and I just tested and received my SHRM Senior Certified Professional Certification through the SHRM organization, so happy to be able to get that, I've been with Wilson Medical Center now for 11 years as their HR director over there. Happy to be over there. It's a great organization to work for.
And you just said you got your Society for Human Resources Management Senior Certified certification. So tell us what entailed that. What did you have to do to get that certification?
So SHRM stands for the Society of Human Resource Management, and in order to test for that, you have to have so many years in human resource management to be able to test, and then so many years of experience on top of that. And then I went through a short class to get prepared for that, and lots of studying and before I set for the test.
But obviously it's well worth it to get that certification, and now that you have that. So, and again, you said you've been at Wilson Medical Center for 11 years. So we're going to go ahead and start with, everybody may be wondering, what is human resources management?
So human resource management, it's a strategic approach to the effective and efficient management of people in a company or organization such that they help their business gain a competitive advantage. It is designed to maximize employee performance and service and employer strategic objectives.
Okay, so are there like different areas of knowledge that that human resources encompasses?
Yeah, good question. There are several areas involved, like people, organization, and workplace.
So tell me, what all is involved with these areas of like people, organizations, and workplace? Obviously, lots of different things going on there.
Yeah. So under the people aspect, it basically handles the recruitment, engagement of the employees, retention of employees, and their development, you know, through their career cycle. You know, it also helps them if they want to switch from one area to another area. You know, that's part of my position also, is to help them through that.
Put somebody in the best possible position, basically.
Yes, so that they can thrive and do what they love to do. Organization piece handles effective workforce management and workplace knowledge. It includes compliance with the U.S. employment law and regulations.
So again, they all just kind of worked it. Even though it's three different things, they all kind of all go hand in hand, do they not?
They do. They do. They all intertwine with each other to to make the other one, you know, more successful.
Absolutely. They all basically work with each other. So what tips do you recommend if one wanted to put a resume together or filling out an application when it's time to, you know, when somebody's looking for a job?
So the first thing, as you're filling out the application, make sure you answer all of the questions on there. Sometimes I'll get an application in and there's really not any work history on there. How do we know if you're going to fit into it or if you have what we're looking for as far as experience if there's not anything on there? And then, you know, remember the application is your first impression. And if you can't take a few minutes to ensure that you're being thorough on it, how do we know you're going to be thorough whenever you come in on the job?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. If you're just kind of skipping things, what would you do on the job? You know, yes. Are you going to skip things to try to get ahead? Who knows, you know?
Right. Right. Do things thoroughly. And, you know, as you're doing a resume, resumes are also good to send along to the HR department because it gives more of a detailed as to what your work history is on the different jobs that you do and helps you really showcase your experience and fit for the position that you're applying for.
And also probably another good thing is develop a professional email address. Don't have some silly one that you made when you were like 12 years old.
Yes. That's very important. I've seen some really weird ones, you know, like if you have one that says your name and then diva@yahoo.com or DAWITCH, or you can throw another letter in there @yahoo.com. You know, sometimes I look at that and I think, well, if you're admitting to it on your application, are you really going to be a fit for our organization? And are you going to be somebody that, you know, our people will want to work for or work with?
Yeah. So. I've seen some people, they'll put like an application or something. It's like, dude, you're using your email address that was goofy sounding when you were 12 years old. You know, yes. Mine is pretty simple. Mine is just like my first two initials of my first name, middle name, and then my last name. So yes. It's pretty standard. Yeah. So
it's okay to have those fun ones, but right. When you're applying for a job,
you want a professional sounding one. You want one that looks good. Even if it's a Yahoo, there's nothing wrong with a Yahoo account, because that's your personal account. Just make sure it sounds professional, right. You know, instead of something that doesn't work. You want to make sure you have your voicemail set up, correct?
Right. Because whenever we're calling you back, whenever I call somebody, the hospital's number is what's going to show up on your phones. And if I can't leave you a message and let you know who's calling you, then whenever you call back to that number, the switchboard is not going to know who to get you to. So make sure you have that voicemail set up and that it's not full so that we can leave you those messages so you can give us a call back. And whenever you also on your voicemail, make sure that your message is also professional on that too.
Right. Just kind of say, hey, this is so-and-so. I can't take your call. I will give you a call back as soon as possible.
Yes.
So yeah, keep it short, sweet, and very professional. No, don't do it like what I did when I was like 19 years old. I had on my answering machine. Probably something that wasn't very professional. So,
but that was again, you?
But again, that beginning, I was like 19 or 20 years old, so it was just goofy to begin with anyway. So what characteristics are you looking for when interviewing somebody?
Well, you know, we always look for experience, especially in the more professional, the ones that have the licensures. You have to have those licensures to be able to do those jobs. But, you know, really the biggest thing that I look for with the applicant is their attitude. Somebody with the positive attitude and with that caring attitude that's going to fit into our culture. You know, I always say that you can train the skills to somebody, but the attitude, it's really hard to change. So you want to look for somebody that has that experience that you're looking for.
Absolutely. And like you said, you know, you can train somebody to do something, but having a positive attitude can kind of affect everybody else around you in a good way, but also having a negative attitude can affect you, everybody else around you as well. Yes. So you definitely want to try to bring in those people that bring those positive attributes with them.
Yeah. It's amazing if you bring the wrong person into the job, how much of an effect that they have on that department.
Right.
One person with a bad attitude can bring the whole thing down.
Yeah, it can basically poison the entire department pretty much. So.
Yes.
But if you bring somebody in with a good positive attitude, you know, it can lift everybody up in the department as well.
Exactly.
So that's definitely a good thing to bring in somebody with a positive attitude. So what preparation do you recommend someone to do before an interview?
So just make sure you do research on regarding the company, you know, find out what their mission, vision, and values are. One thing that does too is it makes sure that you're a good fit for the company and that they're a good fit for you too. It goes both ways. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not a company that you look forward to going to work for every day, it's not going to be fulfilling for you. Therefore, you're not going to give your best. So you want to make sure that it's a good fit both ways. And then that way it also kind of prepares you a little bit to ask some questions to that interviewer, you know, so that they're not always putting you on the hot seat. You can put them on the hot seat for a change.
Right, yeah, because they usually ask you after, you know, they ask you a few questions, they usually say, do you have any questions for us? And that's when you can kind of turn the tables at that point, and you become the interviewer, and they become the interviewee.
Yes.
So if you do get an interview, what are some good tips you would recommend for the interview?
So my top three suggestions regarding interviewing is ensure that you answer the questions that are asked. You know, sometimes people just kind of beat around the bush and don't really give you the full answer. So make sure you answer the question, and make sure you're dressed appropriately for the job that you're interviewing for. It doesn't mean, you know, if you're interviewing for groundskeeper that you come in a suit, or, you know, if you're interviewing for a cook that you come in with a suit. But just make sure that you're dressed appropriately for the job that you're interviewing for. And then also, you know, as you're going through the interview process, ensure that you don't talk down about your past employment or past coworkers that you work with, because that's just kind of a red flag that you don't play well with others sometimes.
Right.
You know, we all have those frustrating times in our jobs, and, you know, sometimes you don't clash with the people that you work with, but you have to figure out how to work with them. And talking down about them during an interview process doesn't put a good light on yourself.
Yeah, like you said, it kind of throws up a red flag and be like, you know, does this guy or girl work well with others? You know, that kind of be an issue there.
Yes.
So what types of positions are available when it comes to healthcare?
So a lot of times, you know, I've worked for a healthcare company for longer than I really want to remember because it'll age me, but for over 30 years, started whenever I was very young. But anyway, there's several different, whenever somebody learns that I work in the healthcare facility, they automatically think I'm a nurse. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. No, don't expect me to come over here and save your life, because that's not happening. That's not what I do. So just remember, just because, you know, there's a lot of different careers in the healthcare setting. Of course, there's the patient care areas such as RNs, CNAs, respiratory therapy, radiology, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. But there's also many other professions that aren't always thought about. There's dietary, housekeeping, purchasing, maintenance, the business office, which includes registration, billing, our medical records, that includes coding, administrative assistant roles, our CEO position, our CFO position. So there's accountants there too, somebody to do our payroll, of course, human resources. And I can't forget about Janice's position, marketing.
Absolutely. I mean, the top thing that most people think about, like you said, is healthcare workers, you know, that they're kind of like the, I guess they will call them the frontline workers, yes. The RNs stuff, but there's a lot more to it that as well. But that's pretty much what everybody kind of thinks about when you say I work in the healthcare field. So,
yes.
But it doesn't necessarily mean you're a nurse or a doctor.
That's right. And one area that I don't know why I didn't mention, because they're very, very important, is the lab. You know, we need phlebotomists and then also medical technologists, MLTs, to run the lab, make sure that those are run accurately for our patient safety. I'm sure there's many others that I didn't mention, but there's a lot. So, you know, just because you're not in the healthcare field, don't count out the hospital facilities to apply at.
Absolutely. There's lots of different positions. You don't necessarily have to be somebody that went to medical school for it.
Right.
I mean, there's lots of different things going on there. And they're all equally important. I mean, all the way from the CEO all the way down to somebody in housekeeping. They're all equally important.
Yes, yes. Our CEO, Dennis, which he retired at the end of the year, but anyway, he would always say, you know, actually, like, that dietary staff is more important than he was, because he doesn't feed people. Dietary staff feeds people. They can't eat if they're not there to do their job. So
absolutely. So when it comes to Wilson Medical Center, why should one work there?
You know, everybody that comes to work at Wilson Medical Center, really everybody that walks into our doors, we really have that family feeling with our employees together. It is a huge family environment. You know, we make sure whenever our staff is walking down the hallway, we don't ignore the person across the hall whenever we pass them in the hallway. You know, make sure you greet people, greet others, you know. So I would say that the biggest thing that we have for us is our atmosphere and the way we treat each other.
Yeah, I think we have a really good culture there.
We do.
And that's real important to us. We take a top priority in making sure that our employees feel that they are valued. And I really feel like that our culture is a good one that people will want to work. You know, we're kind of that employer of choice because we have a good culture and take care of our employees. So. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they get benefits, you know, and stuff that are good. So
yeah, we have great benefits for our employees. And, you know, it's not to say that just like a family, it's not to say we don't have our disagreements.
Right.
But, you know.
Families have disagreements.
That's right. Right. But, you know, we work through those. And
absolutely. So as of right now, are there any openings or positions that are currently available at Wilson Medical Center?
We do have positions that are currently open. So, you know, right now we're looking for a physical therapy assistant. We also are looking for a physical therapist. And then we have some registered nursing positions that are open. We have some in our emergency room, and then also on our med-surg unit, both day and night positions are available. And then we also have some positions available for CNAs, ward secretaries on our med-surg unit. We're also looking for somebody to assist us with our payroll and be my assistant. So come and join our team. And LPNs, you know, I was just at a recruitment yesterday up at Chanute at Neosho County Community College. And you know, we will hire LPNs as they're going through their schooling and start training them for their career as an RN. So it just kind of gives them that one leg up so that once they get their RNs that they're ready to step into that role.
Right. I mean, know? it's they're already there and just they're like, okay, now I'm an RN and I'm already here.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So it gives them a job already to get started on their career, and it gives you guys already have somebody there ready for it. So
yes, it's a great.
And I'll also let you know that when we have an LPN that's looking or going, or someone that's going into the fields of nursing, and we have some scholarships that the foundation actually can administrate. And so if they apply, you can go out on our website and apply for those. We give those once a year and have a committee that looks at that. So I encourage people that are looking at, you know, medical fields that they would look into seeing about what scholarships are available and apply.
Absolutely. So, I mean, and that definitely will help out somebody that's going to school if they can get that scholarship. That definitely helps people out, as school can get very expensive sometimes.
Yes, yeah.
Sure can.
Well, ladies, again, it's always a pleasure to have you guys in. And if anybody would like to find out a little bit more about what's going on at Wilson Medical Center, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can call Human Resources directly at 620-325-8357. And then if they're interested in any of our career opportunities, they can go out to our website at wilsonmedical.org and click on our career page. And our opportunities are out there for them to apply for. So.
And Janice, if anybody has any questions about anything else, though, about Wilson Medical Center, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call 620-325-2611. That's our direct line. And they can get to probably any department they need to. They can ask for me. We'll try to get those questions answered. As well as, you know, we have the three rural health clinics if they're needing to see a provider that they can reach out to. There's the Cherryvale Family Medicine. That number is 620-336-2131. And our Independence Family Medicine is 620-331-2400. And then in Neodache, our number is 620-325-2622. So if somebody's needing a provider, they are also, you know, welcome to call them. And if they can't remember those numbers, you can either go out to our website and find those there, as well as, you know, like us on Facebook and keep looking, because we always are putting things out there. We actually post our what is, you know, whatever is off, positions that are open and that we're looking for. So you can check either our website or our Facebook page, because we have those posts out there. So those are ways we can get a hold of us. And I want to thank Laura for coming in today. Next week is actually Human Resource Recognition Week. And so anyway, it was kind of appropriate for her to come and speak with us today a little bit about human resources. And I hope that the tips that she has provided will help anybody, even if you're not looking into the medical field, that you, I felt Laura gave some great tips for just applying for jobs. And I know there are a lot of jobs out there, but we want you to come see, visit us at Wilson Medical Center and try to look at what might be available for it there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those tips are good for any kind of job situation, not just medical. Those go across the board pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, again, I thank you so much for coming in today. I really do appreciate it. And Janice, we'll talk to you next month.
Okay, that sounds great.
Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start open line. We're going to take your calls. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, give away, or if you'd like to weigh in on the Wilson Medical Center question of the day, you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.